Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our podcast, Spook Me. And it's Mythic Monday. It's not Mythic Monday. Wait, what is it?
It's myth, yeah, mythic,
Oh,
mythical.
it sounded so weird when I said it. Anyway, we are talking about urban legends today.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm Nicole, by the way. I didn't say
I'm Emma.
that. And I'm an idiot.
It's okay that you're an idiot.
Okay,
I'm
thank
just
you.
kidding.
But we are gonna talk about the New Hampshire urban legend, which I had never heard of. And then next Monday, we're gonna talk about the Massachusetts one because those are our respective states.
Yes.
And this is also courtesy of Paige Morin once again because she sent me this, and this is what sparked this. So that was very nice of her.
Thank you, Paige.
And I guess it's not technically ghosty stories today, but I mean, it's a little spooky. So,
It's supernatural.
I mean, she's technically, okay, spoiler alert, she's kind of a ghost. Can I just say, in the article that Paige sent me, I was like looking at all the different states because it's like every state and what their urban legend is. And so I was looking and looking and looking, and then I see the one from Connecticut and it's Annabelle. And I was like, excuse me, that's not a legend. That
Don't you
is
disrespect Miss Annabelle.
real life. You don't put a legend in a glass case. That is not how that works. That is a demon.
The
So
Conjuring is my favorite horror movie of all time, and also like on the list of favorite movies in
it
general.
is so good.
Oh my
The
God.
story of Annabelle makes me want to cry. It's so
Literally. I know like The Conjuring isn't the story of Annabelle, but it's like those people that trap her.
And oh my God, you know what? Maybe we should just do a whole episode on Annabelle because
I think maybe we should because I love her.
me too.
She is a diva.
She is truly. She doesn't give a shit about anybody else.
Remember I saw like Annabelle Comes Home or something in the theaters, and it was like really late at night, and I was just my sister and my cousin, and it was so scary.
I don't know if I ever saw that one. I definitely like accidentally skipped one or like missed one. Something
Yeah,
happened.
there's like a million.
I know. I like some of them I didn't see or something like that. I have heard many an urban legend in my time because I like to watch a lot of urban legendy shows. And I'm just gonna like name some and like I don't really know the details of most of them because I did not do my research on most of them yet. But I mean like I don't know where Slenderman originated, but I'm pretty sure he's an urban legend.
Yeah.
And then what else do I know? I mean, obviously Bigfoot and like I think Yetis and Bigfoots are the same, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't mean any
They're like,
disrespect, but you know.
gee. I'm sorry, Mr.
I
Bigfoot.
don't want the Bigfoot community coming for me.
I think there is like a slight
Probably.
variety between the two. Oh
What do you know?
my God, have you ever heard of like black-eyed children?
No, ew.
Oh my God, Shane Dawson did a video on them once and I literally almost puked.
Really? I love him so much.
Me too.
Oh, there's La Llorona.
Oh yeah, I want to see that movie apparently.
Me too. I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, Bloody Mary.
Oh, duh, bloody.
Bloody a
How
bitch. Can't forget you.
I forget about her? Oh, I better not.
Yeah.
Oh, Goat Man.
Oh.
Have you heard about that one? Where
Yes.
it's like Goatman's Bridge.
I think so.
Oh my God, that like horrifies me for some reason. Maybe it's just because he's half goat. I don't know.
Well, like the goat type of thing, like just makes me think of like the devil.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's insane.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do one. Oh God, there's too many.
There's too many.
That's why we decided to start with our states because
That's a good,
I
yeah.
don't think I can handle just going straight in with like 100 different ones in 50 states. So
Year.
I can't wait to read the name of the Massachusetts one because I had never heard of it and it's hysterical and I read it and I can't wait for you guys to hear it when we actually do it. But I'm not going to
Yeah,
spoil it.
They are described as tricksters with smooth gray skin and the ability to appear and vanish at will.
Ew, it's like Rumpelstiltskin.
I kind of love that.
Rumpelstiltskin scares me to no end.
Oh my god, we're gonna have to talk about the Bridgewater, like, asylum. That was, like, a huge thing that happened. Like, really? They abused people, yeah. And it's, like, now it's, like, haunted. And Bridgewater's, like, two towns over
from. Oh my god, we should go.
We should go. Oh my god.
That would be insane. Oh my god, okay.
Oh.
Wow, I have so many places I just, like, want to go. Like I said in previous ones where I want to go to Lizzie Borden House. And, like, well, I've been to Lizzie Borden House, but, like, stay overnight. No, we're going.
I know. I love it.
All right, but Lizzie Borden aside.
Wait a second. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the Wikipedia page for the Bridgewater Hospital. And there's a documentary, and it's banned in Massachusetts.
The documentary?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my god, I'll watch it for you. Is it on Netflix? Do you know?
I don't know. It's called Tinticut Follies.
Oh. Interesting. Random urban legends aside, we can talk about those later. Well, if anyone has any recommendations that they want us to do, you know what to do. But today, we are meeting Eunice Cole. Eunice. Eunice.
That's a good name.
Maybe we should name our children both Eunice.
Okay. We could have two Eunices.
Ew.
Ew. That sounds like a body part.
But she was not always known as Eunice. She was better known as Goody Cole, and which reminds me of Goody Proctor, but that's a different story.
Like, why does that sound familiar to me?
I think I don't know if it was a popular name or if it was like a nickname that was popular. I'm not sure.
It must have been like a nickname or something.
Yeah.
Because her name isn't Goody.
Right. And she, funny enough, speaking of Goody Proctor, she was the only person in the state of New Hampshire to be committed of witchcraft.
What does that mean, committed of witchcraft?
Oh, I meant convicted.
Oh.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm an idiot. Yes, convicted of witchcraft. So, like, she was the only person in New Hampshire to be convicted of witchcraft, which is, like, pretty interesting to me, but whatever.
That's, like, insane. Convicting someone, like, in a court of law of witchcraft.
But also, like, one state over, Massachusetts, it was so fucking popular. And then, like, in New Hampshire, it's, like, barely anything. She was born in 1590 in the United Kingdom. There is definitely going to be less information about her early life than past cases, just because she is so old. But we do have a little bit, but not enough for her. But her husband's name was William Cole, and as far as we know, they never had any children, but we don't know if they had children in England before moving to the U.S., so it's possible that they had children there, but they just didn't come over to the U.S. when they did. So, it's a possibility, but not confirmed. Just a little conspiracy. Both of them didn't have it easy in life, and they were both servants to a man named Matthew Craddock. He was a merchant from London. And after they were released from working for Matthew, they moved to New England. And her primary place to stay was Hampton, New Hampshire. But she did spend quite a lot of time in the Quincy area as well. Quincy, Massachusetts, not Quincy, New Hampshire.
I was going to say, you have a Quincy too?
We do not have a Quincy. As far as I know. Both of them were big followers of a reverend named John Wheelwright. Wheelwright and now both of the Coles practiced antinomianism. Antinomianism. Ooh. Yes.
I've never heard that word in my life.
Me either. And I had to look it up. And it's basically the rejection of laws and legal ruling. And they rejected normal social views as well, and they were very, like, against the norm, like the social norm. And it was religious, but it also was very secular at the same time, and because they believed that God could speak to them directly. And in the Puritan society, they only believed that God could speak to them through the Bible. So this caused an issue. Spoiler alert, the witchcraft comes in here. But I feel like practicing anything other than what was normal at this time, people found out about it, it would just be not good for you.
Yeah. So is this God that they're speaking of, is it like the Christian view of God? Like,
I think so, yes.
Probably.
I mean, I would think so, yeah. While they were living here, Eunice was brought to court because she was accused of slanderous speech against one of her neighbors after they had a little discussion, which apparently got a little bit heated. But even though this isn't accusing her of witchcraft yet, this starts to put her on the map as a target for the Puritans to start kind of seeing where she lies and where her little morals lie, which did not bode well for her little religion practice. When Puritans started to rise to power in the States more and more and more, more like just Massachusetts, but also a lot of New Hampshire and New England in general. But anyway.
And there weren't that many states at that point.
Right. So it was mostly just New England. But anyway, the suspicion around Eunice grew as well, and they started to accuse her of witchcraft. So.
Sounds like they're just bored.
Truly. They don't have anything better to do.
This girl seems a little different. She a fucking witch. She went to court at the County Court of Norfolk and was found guilty, and before she was sentenced to serve life in the Boston prison, she was whipped for good measure. I mean, what chance did she have at this point?
I know. She had no choice. Like,
yeah. I mean, at this point in history, I mean, it's not like, obviously it's not the legal system we had now. I mean, this was basically like her death sentence.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is really sad because we've talked about people on this show who deserve a life sentence for what they actually did. And then we have poor Uni over here being accused of witchcraft and given a sentence that today would be the equivalent of like a serial killer, which is really sad.
Please think about that, everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I think it speaks a lot to like the way people viewed like anyone that was outside their idea of normal.
Right.
Her husband at this time was 88 years old and was very ill, so Eunice asked for a pardon after serving 6 years in prison so that she could be with her husband in his last moments. However, the court would only grant the pardon if Eunice paid a bill of £20, which in money words would be about $25, and in 2020 that would be about $1,500. And sadly, she was not able to get this amount of money, and she was told of her husband's death while still serving her time in jail.
Oh.
That is so sad.
Poor Uni.
Like, no reason for such a thing. William Cole made his living as a carpenter until he died on May 26, 1662. Eunice petitioned again in 1665, and they agreed on the condition that she would leave Boston and go back to Hampton. But at this point, she was too old to walk anywhere, and she did not have enough money to get herself any form of transportation. So basically she's fucking stuck and she can't catch a break, it seems. This fucking girl can't catch a break. Christ, in its own separate bullet.
Just Christ. I don't know why I couldn't put them in the same bullet.
It's good. She remained in prison until 1670 when she was set free by the colony. I literally said, in my brain, Handmaid's Tale, and then I read.
I wrote a bullet that said, the second I read Colony, of course I thought of Handmaid's Tale, and here's again my reminder to tell you to watch it.
Oh my god, I was literally going to say the same
that exact thing. So that is funny. So funny. Oh my god. Oh my god, guys, I sent Emma a sweatshirt for her birthday. Oh my god, happy birthday, Emma. Ah!
Tomorrow. When this comes out. When this comes out, it'll be my birthday. Oh my god,
happy birthday, Emma. But I sent her a sweatshirt that says Praise Be on it. And it's black and white. And it has a little, like, their little bonnet thingy.
Their little hat that they wear. Oh my god. Yeah.
I'm so excited to get it. And I can't wait to wear it. And then watch season 4 when it comes out. But it probably, like, won't come out for a long time because of the coronavirus. You know,
it is coming out. Dead to me.
Dead to me.
Oh my god. I'm so excited. And I'm going to sit in my bed wearing my sweatshirt. And
we're going to watch it together.
But not actually together because we're social distancing. Because we're responsible,
so don't be fucking selfish. Anyway, where did April go?
I literally have no idea.
It sounded like I was talking about a person. Where's April? She's gone. This is true crime. Okay, anyway, sorry about that little...
Back to uni.
I forgot about her for a second.
The woman of the hour. She was given a little shack by the town, so that's sweet. And her neighbors were responsible for giving her food and other essential items, since she was barely able to care for herself at this point. Basically, the only reason they were okay with doing this in the first place was because they were led to believe that she was going to die soon anyway. However, because Miss Uni was holding strong at 77 years old, and her neighbors began to get scared that she would actually outlive some of them. So, they decided to bring up some old habits and accuse her once again of
literally,
witchcraft.
It's just boredom.
Leave this woman alone.
They said that she was, like, really eccentric. And I was like, how eccentric can a 77-year-old, like, widowed...
In the fucking
crotchety woman just hobbling around town B. I was like, Jesus Christ. Also,
just mind your business.
Props to her for living so long in that day and age, honestly.
I know. Yeah, that's very true. Her husband did too. What was it?
Yeah,
like 88?
I know.
Look at them.
Thriving.
Coles. Thriving. Her life sentence. She was taken to Salisbury in 1671, and the grand jury found a true bill against her. And in April 1673, after another trial in Boston, the jury stated that she was innocent because it was just suspicion that the court had been accusing her on.
I know.
Finally, she was sent to Hampton once again, where she would live out the rest of her life, where her neighbors continued to harass her almost every day.
Fucking bitch.
However, since they were no longer required to feed her, she had to find food by herself, and at almost 80 years old now. This is not easy for a lady to do.
It's not easy for me to do.
For anyone to do. I was going to say, me right now.
I can't even feed myself. I can't. I'm just being a bitch. Anyway. So a few days went by when the neighbors began to notice that they hadn't...
That.
Apparently I put like three A's in my bullet point.
I just had to do it.
Oh, I'm dumb. They hadn't seen her in a while. So one brave soul, I guess, one of these dickheads, decided to go into her shack and see if she was still there. That was a hard sentence for me. To see if she was still in there. And there, he found her body lying on some hay that she was using as her own bed because no one gives a fuck about uni.
This literally makes me so sad. Like, this old woman is just sleeping on some hay in a little shack.
And what's worse is that they buried her in a shallow grave. And that's fucking sad. And they drove a stake through her heart so that she would never return to haunt them in the afterlife. But they thought it was put through her heart. But some speculate that it may have just nearly missed her heart due to the strange occurrences that began to happen in and around the town up to 300 years later.
I fucking hope they haunt that she haunts them.
Oh, absolutely.
Bitch, get your coin.
She was attributed to a capsizing of a boat. And as late as 1937, people were still being reminded of her presence. And when people reported seeing her, she was a very gray woman. And I guess her hair and maybe her face, I don't know.
I'm assuming
she just looked like a light stone walking around. And she would be seen, like, shuffling around the town. And nobody really thought that much of it. I don't know why.
I would think
some things about that. But a police officer one time had a strange encounter with a woman. And she was walking in one of the older parts of the town. And when he approached her, she said that she had been walking these streets for hundreds of years. And the police officer didn't really realize that what she had said until later when he was driving away. So he turned around and went to find her again, and she was gone. And as a crotchety old woman, you cannot move that fast.
Ooh. No, you cannot.
But apparently, she was a pretty nice spirit, and people, like I said, people said she was, like, kind of weird and strange, and she continued to be that way in, like, the afterlife. And a little fun thing about her, which maybe happened with a police officer, is that she had been seen many times just, like, walking through walls.
I love that.
So, but, oh my god, this next part that Emma's gonna read, I, like, cried tears of joy a little bit when I was doing my research. Oh my god. My mother has a plant in the kitchen, and I'm in the living room, but there's a plant in the kitchen, and all I can see is the top of it, and it's like one of those big, like, ferny ones. I don't know what they're called, like a ficus kind of situation. And it's like right next to our heater, and all I can see is it, like, rattling in the wind. And oh my fuck, ew. It scared me so bad. I thought it was like fingers, like long crusty fingers. Oh my god, that was like horrifying. Anyway, you had to be there, but this next part made me really sad. So
people were certain that it was Goody Cole, and the citizens in the town of Hampton decided to make her a rightful citizen again, and at their 300th town meeting, they made Eunice Cole an honored citizen of the town. They burned papers from her trial and kept the ashes, and they dug up some dirt from her grave and put the mixture together so that they could place it in an urn for her, so that she could finally have some sort of peaceful resting place.
Finally.
They voted to build a shaft in her memory that they placed...
Sorry, I'm a child.
Shaft. What is a shaft?
It's like a little podium.
Oh, cute. So they voted to build her the shaft in her memory that they placed in Founders Park, where they buried her urn underneath it. However, it was pushed off for quite some time, and during the period in between, the town said that her spirit was even more restless than ever, and she would look around the park to see if her memoriam had been put up. People were certain that it was Goody Cole, and the citizens in the town of Hampton decided to make her a rightful citizen again, and at their 300th town meeting, they made Eunice Cole an honored citizen of the town. However, to this day, the urn is still not buried, but it can be seen at the Hampton Historical Society. Now, whenever she is seen lurking in the park, she will be seen looking at her marker with a smile. And that is just, like, the sweetest thing ever.
She's finally fucking happy that people aren't treating her like a literal sack of garbage. Sorry.
People are also... It's okay. I'm just letting you have your moment.
Feel bad for uni.
I know, me too. People are also led to believe that she has been modernized and is now seen as a beautiful young lady who speaks in a modern way. And they believe that she felt so at peace now that she was able to mature into a different form of spirit to resemble the people around
her. Which, I mean, I don't know how true that is, but, like, that's really sweet if it is true.
Yeah, that's cute. I love this urban legend.
Right, it was actually a nice one. I was so, like, I feel like I've only ever heard of urban legends being, like, scary. So it was nice to hear this little tale about uni here.
I would, like, totally hang around her memoriam and just be like...
Just, like, wait for her.
Hey, uni?
Be like, just letting you know that, like, you don't deserve this.
And I'm here for you, sweetheart.
Everyone's here for you now. I promise.
Love you. That is so
I
know. Sweet.
I feel like that was a good way to start our little urban legend talk.
Yeah, this will be a series. Mm-hmm.
For sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. That was a short one.
That was a short one, but it was short and sweet.
I know, we can't make these too long because, we discussed having both of them in this one podcast, but I was like, that might be a little too long. I don't know.
And, like...
Sometimes you just...
Eunice deserves her own podcast.
Right, you're right. I shouldn't jip her of a nice little podcast. Maybe we should go to her little memoriam and play it for her.
Hampton is like near school, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
He was this man, his name is Abraham Perkins of Hampton, New Hampshire, and one evening he was walking by Uni's house,
mm-hmm.
and he heard two voices in conversation.
Mm.
But William had died already.
Oh.
And this is his testimony. I'm reading it right now. Quote, I heard a discoursing and hearkening. I heard the voice of Eunice Cole and a great hollow voice answer her. And the said Eunice seemed to be discontented with something, finding fault. And the said hollow voice spake to her again, literally what it says, in a strange and unworldly manner, as if one had spoken out of the earth or in some hollow vessel.
That's crazy.
What the F? There's also this woman claimed that Goody Cole tried to steal her child.
Me.
And there's like a drawing here of like a woman like with like little frog children. It says
frog children.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't really
know. I want to do an episode on Annabelle.
I think that is definitely gonna happen,
but it has to be done after we do the Massachusetts urban legend, and then maybe we shall see where we go from there. But hopefully, right. Annabelle is in the lineup somewhere in that, because I love her. Well, me, you know, love hate relationship there, but
I just fucking saw like something float away. Annabelle, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I think it was like a fuzzy or something, but it kind of scared me. But I don't see where the fuzzy went, and I don't see a fuzzy anymore.
Entered your room.
Don't even say that!
I'm sorry. She didn't, I promise. Oh my god, wait, I forgot to tell you guys. So, Paige, I know I talk about her a lot in this podcast, but she is a dedicated listener, so I love her.
She is.
I love her for that. So, Paige, dedicated podcast listener. When we were recording the episode on Wednesday, we mentioned how twins are so frightening to both Emma and I. And me being the idiot that I am, I literally forgot that Paige was a twin. And so I get a Facebook message from her, and as soon as I got the message, I went, "She's a twin." It was like I knew what the message was going to be. That was so fucking funny. And so Paige, I'm going to quote you. So get ready. She says, "Just listen to your latest podcast and haha, as a twin, I don't have any weird powers with my sister. LOL. Sometimes we are both sick at the same time, even when we..." Oh my god, sorry. Something just scared the fuck out of me in my kitchen. Okay. "Sometimes we are both sick at the same time, even when we are in different states/countries, and we know each other very well. But no crazy powers." Oh my Christ. And I was like, thank God for that, because that's fucking funny. It's funny that I forgot that you were a twin, number one. And it's and it's a little frightening that you both are sick at the same time in different countries or states, cities, whatever. That's frightening. All right, everybody. Well, that was our nice little tale of Goody Eunice, Goody Uni. And she, I hope she's doing well. We have a pretty good lineup for you. We don't really know what we're doing for Thursdays yet, but I think it's gonna be pretty good. I'm pretty excited about it. I have stayed up up until 4 in the morning for the past the uni hour, and I'm not doing too hot here. So we gotta end it so I can leave. Okay, we got a good lineup. I'm ready. We don't know what we're doing Friday, but it's gonna be a good one. And tell all your friends, and that's it.
I hope you enjoyed this fun little story about a nice tale. A nice tale for today.
I know. We don't know if the next one's gonna probably be as be. Nice.
But it could be.
But yeah, probably not.
Guess you'll have to come find out.
Funny. So that is it, and we will see you on Friday.
Friday. It's not fucked up Thursday or fucked up Wednesday. Anyways.
Oh, good Christ. Bye. Okay, goodbye.